News Radio KMAN's In Focus here, and we come back. Dave, did you have something?
Yeah, Brandon, we had a caller that wanted to express some interest and concerns on the city's policy of notification with the flushing of fire hydrants. And the caller referenced that she was a former Salina resident, and that there was always some sort of notification so that the residents would have an idea of when this was coming, and she drew into question the fact that that doesn't seem to be the case in Manhattan, and was curious as to what the city does to notify residents about that flushing process.
All right. I know there was a news release on this last week, if I'm
I remember seeing that also.
So
yeah, that's generally what we've done, has been a general news release of the summer areas. You know, most of the time it doesn't cause a ton of disruption, but I don't know what we're doing in our geographic notifications from some of the next door and other components, but I'll certainly take that back to our folks and see what we can do to expand those notifications.
All right. Well, City Commission does meet tonight, and those meetings are held virtually. You can view it on Cox Cable Channel 3, cityofmhk.com/TV, and also on the city's Facebook page. It seems to be going pretty well. You know, they haven't had any hiccups that I've been aware of, but if you want to submit public comment, you can do so. There's a link on the website for that. Do so by 5 p.m. today to submit public comment. I don't believe you had any yet at this point, but there is a public hearing tonight, and that's kind of where we start.
It is, Brandon. Thank you. This is our annual public hearing for the Community Development Block Grant Program. This is a little bit expanded. Normally, we do it just to cover the one-year plan proposal, but this is actually the renewal of our five-year plan, a consolidated plan, 2020 through 2024, and then also consideration of the 2020 action plan, which is has its own fiscal year. It starts July 1st and goes through June 30th of 21. And then as part of that five-year plan, we also look at our analysis, multi-year analysis of impediments to fair housing. So there's a report on that particular aspect, and there are a number of factors that we look at, about 10 different elements as a result of some of those impediments to fair housing that are in the report. But specifically, we're primarily focused on the proposed 2020 plan year, and this is we have an allocation from the Department of Housing and Urban Development of $559,229. About $181,000 of that is targeted for housing rehab programs, and you have to be income-qualified homeowner to be able to access that. It's a pretty popular program that helps with safety and accessibility needs, HVAC repairs, more critical elements. Also, in our public facilities and infrastructure, targeting about $185,000. This is for various ADA sidewalk ramp improvements, as well as the Douglas Center Annex parking improvements. We also have about just under $84,000 in public services proposed, with funding assistance for the Housing and Credit Counseling Program, the Kansas Legal Services Organization, the Manhattan Emergency Shelter, Pawnee Mental Health Services, and Sunflower CASA. And then we have some program administration funds of about $109,000. So, again, this is the public hearing is to speak specifically about these proposed expenditures for the coming year. And then, in addition, we were notified that through the CARES Act, we'll get about just under $329,000. And the plan for that is to amend our current plan to be able to target some of the needs that might occur. Also, normally we're limited to 15% of the annual allocation towards public services. Those are the agencies I just talked about. And so that has been lifted as a result of the CARES Act. So there is some possibility of revisiting some of the components in this plan at a later time and amending this for the future. But tonight, the guidance we've been given by HUD is they want us to adopt our we've been working on this for the past several months. They want us to adopt this plan, and then if there's something we want to amend it for in the future dealing with COVID-19, then that's the process that they're suggesting.
All right. Mayor Reddy, any comments on that?
No, I think, you know, CDBG funds are always something that have impacted our community, especially for disadvantaged populations, and housing has always consistently come up anytime in the past 7 years I've been on the City Commission, whether it's for rent or the Manhattan Emergency Shelter, homelessness, renovations, repairs, public transportation. Mental health has always been a big component of some of these services as well. And I think we're just going to review the plan quickly. We did have a discussion about it, I think, a couple of weeks ago. And even with the money from the CARES Act for COVID-19, that's something, you know, we discussed maybe even using those funds for testing or something we can do with communities that need those funds because of COVID-19 and what it has done to impact our community in a drastic way. So I think it's going to be a good discussion. I don't see any opposition to the plan as put forward. And still, if you, it's a public hearing, so people are more than welcome to speak to it before. I guess they can speak to it at that time. Can they speak to it at that time, Ron? Or?
We would have to amend the program after. So the process is to complete this public hearing process, approve this plan, and then once the plan's approved, we can start a process to amend it if that's something we want to do.
Okay. Yeah. No, I think what I read about it is this is something we should do, and I don't see, I think it'll be a good discussion, but I don't see any opposition to what's been put forward.
Okay. Well, moving on to the general agenda here, and there's looks like four items on the agenda tonight, and first one is item A, an agreement with Lee Mill Village.
Yeah, this is an item that we're revisiting. Back in January of 2019, the commission approved the sale of 19 lots to the Manhattan Area Housing Partnership. They're our local community housing development organization for developing affordable housing in the community. And they had there were 35 lots that the city purchased at a tax sale back in 2017 due to a developer default. So this took about 19 of those lots to be redeveloped. The Manhattan Area Partnership proposed developing a housing project with duplexes, so creating 36 affordable housing units on 18 of the lots plus one central building for a community gathering space. This would be targeted for 55 and older, who at 40 to 60% of the area median income. So it's one of the first senior housing units. It was predicated on them being able to get some tax credits from the Kansas Development Finance Authority, and they were successful in doing that last year. As they've put their development team together, this proposal is for about a $6 million improvement to this area and certainly would help develop moving forward. They're asking for a price reduction on the lot purchases from $20,000 per lot to $15,000 a lot, which would have the city picking up that participation. One of the benefits of selling these lots is right now, for the past 6 years, the city has paid the specials on all 35 lots. So going forward, if this happens, the city would not have to pay it on 19 of them. So it's certainly a cost avoidance for the community and a good investment. And so we're recommending this request. There's also a development agreement with Schultz Construction to construct some of the infrastructure, additional infrastructure needed for the development. They're doing that all at their own cost. There's no additional specials. So they've all tried to figure out a way to do this $6 million improvements with the tax credits they got and make it work for an affordable housing project, and they're asking for this concession before they can move forward.
All right. I do remember that project. It's been a while. You said January 19, right?
It was January 19, and then that was prior to them submitting their application for the tax credit, which they got, I think, about mid-year last year, and since then they've been trying to put everything together to make it work, obviously, with financing and everything else that goes with that, trying to make sure they can put it all together in this COVID-19 era.
All right. Did you want to make a comment there, Mayor Rennie?
Yeah, I mean, that still gives us, I think, 16 lots that we would try to get developed by another organization. This is a step in the right direction, and I think, like I said, we will have a good conversation about it. But, and as you mentioned, we've been doing this for a while now, and it's time to put it back into getting it developed and putting it back on the tax rolls and seeing what we can do with the other 16 that we need to try to get a developer to purchase.
All right. Item B moves us into the Aggieville area, and there's a guaranteed maximum price for a project on 12th Street from Morrow to Bluemont Avenue. And this has to do with the hotel development?
It does. Well, mostly it's the street development, but it is related to the hotel in that the street getting torn up to extend some infrastructure to the hotel, primarily in the form of a water line. Back in February, we had a work session with the commission, and we looked at three design considerations for the new Aggieville streetscape, and this is one of the areas on 12th Street where the proposal is to make it a more substantial pedestrian environment, areas that can be closed off basically between Laramie Street and to the alley north of Morrow on 12th Street. And so the commission favored option one, which creates an inverted crown and really no curb line. So things have a smooth transition from expanding off of retail. So it really does create a favorable and pedestrian environment with raised planters and some shade structures. So the estimated price or the guaranteed maximum price for this is just over $2 million with McCallum Gordon as the contractor. Again, one of the reasons we're focusing on this area is because we have to tear up the existing roadway to replace and create a bigger water main that runs from Morrow to the hotel, and then actually we will extend it on to tie in to some water mains on the other side of Bluemont and bore that particular area. But it's really to help get the water needs for the hotel. While it's torn up, we wanted to put it back in the new format, and so this is really the first phase of the streetscaping project from Morrow Street back to Bluemont. And so this is the guaranteed maximum price contract with the construction company of McCallum Gordon and their team.
Okay. Well, has there been any discussion about possibly making that road or any of those roads down there one way when this is all said and done?
So there has been, and as you know, currently Morrow and Laramie are one way. And so there has been discussion about whether they want to change any of that. And as the discussion goes forward with the rest of the streetscape plan, that will continue to be further consideration. I might add that this particular item, there's also a development agreement with the hotel, which is paying for 85% of the cost of the water line that's being extended.
Okay, good to know. Right, and that'll be the second item, or I guess the second item on the agenda here tonight. Why don't we pause here, take a break, and we'll come back and preview the rest of tonight's meeting here with City Manager Ron Fear, Mayor Yusha Reddy. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.